Hey, you're Stocks from the 5 Yard Rush podcast, and you're listening to the Ballers Dynasty podcast. You're either here because you're in the league or you just got lost.
Ballers, we are back. It is the start of the 2023 season, and it officially got underway when we completed our rookie draft. To run through everything that has gone on to start our fourth season, I have got two legends to chat to. As always, Stormo is here. Hey, mate, how's it going?
What's up, Pitsy? How are you?
Mate, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Four seasons. That's mad, man. That's mad.
Yeah, we're doing all right. Did we start in lockdown? We didn't start in lockdown, did we? We must have done.
At some point, four years ago.
Season, the season before the lockdown, I can't remember when it was.
But yeah, it's crazy that we're on season four. So that's definitely flown by.
Yeah, no, it's good. And it couldn't also be a rookie pod without getting Stocks involved. So, hey mate, how's it going?
All good, my brother from another mother. Another season is about to start. What is happening? Where has it come from? I'm bored already. There's too many injuries. It's just, why do we do this? We all get hyped up and then literally everyone good dies. And
that news of Kelsey coming out tonight was just heartbreaking already. And then you've got Cooper Kupp, and then obviously all the issues with Jonathan Taylor. We just don't have nice things. We're not allowed nice things, are we?
We can have the NFL and then not a nice NFL. We cannot have a nice NFL.
No. So, yeah. Bad times, bad times. Right, before we get into the draft, I've got a little bit of housekeeping to get underway. First off, we have had 2,669 plays of our little podcast. I like to do that every start of the season to see how many plays we've had. Norway has just joined the list of countries that have listened. And also Canada has moved up to third with 4% above Germany with 3% of the play. So it goes Britain, USA, now Canada with 4%, and then Germany being knocked down to 3%. So that's slightly weird. And then everyone else is on 1%. So that includes Singapore, Spain, Brazil, Denmark, Australia, and the newcomers, Norway.
Hello, Norway.
Yeah, I was going to say, does anyone have any Norwegian? And
I literally just said hello in Norwegian.
Like... That's what I was going with. Yeah.
If the UK has 49% of the listens and the USA has 43%, we only have one of the people stateside. So it's either him and one other from the UK listening, or something has gone terribly wrong.
No, there's definitely a lot of USA listeners. It's mad, is that, isn't it? Either that or Dan can't get enough of it and he just listens all day, every day, and puts on and keeps repeating and goes back to the start of season one and goes and goes and goes.
Yeah. Oh, Ballers 365.
That's it. That is it. Right, we also had two more trades before the draft started, so we'll get those out of the way. I moved out of the first round with a trade with Dan. I sent the 107 and a 206 for Ramondre Stevenson. And I got the 306 and a 24th third back.
Good spelling there.
I just couldn't decide who I was going to draft and decided that I'd go with... Hopefully, what could be a number one running back this season?
Sorry, Stormo. If you knew that Charbonnet was there at 107, would you have traded for Ramondre Stevenson?
Yeah, I think I would have done. I think I still would have gone for Stevenson, but I don't know why. I'm guessing you obviously really, really like him, so...
Well, I don't like him that much because I could have drafted him at 103, couldn't I, and didn't.
That's very true.
What about the Zeke Elliott? How does that make you feel for that?
Nah, Zeke's only a fill-in just to make sure that Stevenson don't get run into the ground. I can't see Zeke. If Zeke was going to do anything, he'd still be on the Cowboys team. Because he would have done it the last two seasons. But he hasn't been doing it the last two seasons. So,
you watch Zeke have an absolute beast of a year and end up as the Vikings running back next year.
Yeah. Who's got him now? I can't remember. Have you still got him stocks or did you pass him on it?
No, Rob's got him. Yeah, I traded
Rob
him.
Got him. That's, I thought you got rid of him at some point.
It's done its rounds for sure.
Right. Mm. Then right before the draft kicked off, Susie and Stocks had a swap. The 210 went to Susie in return for John Metchie. I quite like that one for both of you. But John Metchie hopefully kind of steps up this season after his obviously horrible situation last year. So yeah, I think I've got him in another league somewhere. So I'm hoping that he's going to be good this season.
Well, the thing with Metchie is you think you're not getting... He's at Houston, isn't he? And you've got Nico Collins there, whose potential has always been greater than his receipt. And Robert Woods, I think, now. And of those, John Metchie was pretty good in his one good year at Alabama. So he's got a potential to be the top receiver on his team, if all else. Do they have a rookie as well at Houston? Potentially, I can't remember. But you're not going to get a top wide receiver on the team at the 210. And I figured it was a good punt for the end of the second round.
Yeah, that for me, I'm all on board with. So you don't. I mean, we said it a couple of pods ago. You just have no idea what you're putting on at all, and you get these certain players at certain positions that absolutely explode. Like we had the third round. Who was it? The running back in the third round last season. We had the
Pacheco.
Yeah, and he ended up being brilliant, whereas you get a first-round draft pick and he doesn't do anything. So throwing a 210 at John Metchie, I think, is I think I like that. And then But Susie still gets a second-round pick as well, so it's win-win for both.
Mm-hmm.
Only time will tell, hopefully.
Yeah. Right. Let's get into it. The 2023 rookie draft and how it all went down. I'm going to run through the first round and then we'll have a little chat afterwards. All right. So with a stubborn mark holding on to the 101, he took running back Bijan Robinson. Stocks traded up to get the 102 and took Gibbs. Stocks also then held on to his own 103 and took another running back in, is it Devon Achane? Achane.
Achane. Devon Achane.
Could you refrain from butchering one of my squad members' names? It's Achane. Thanks very much.
Achane. obviously, Achane, yes. Duffer then had the 104. He took the first wide receiver off the board, taking JSN. Susie then followed suit and with the 105 and took wide receiver Jordan Anderson. Storm found himself with a 106 after a trade and also took a wide receiver, taking Quentin Johnson. Dan moved back into the first round. We talked about Stevenson trade with me and he took running back Kendre Miller with a 107. Were you going to say something about Quentin Johnson then, Stocks?
Nope.
Sorry, apologies. Mark ended up with the elusive 108 pick of Storms and drafted a quarterback. We spoke about it on the last pod when we were talking about when we thought Anthony Richardson was going to go. I can't remember where. I think it was around 108 that we said it was going to go, but Mark took him in here anyway, so that was good. Thacker had his own pick at 109 and took Zach Charbonnet. And finally, Stormo found himself back in the first, taking Simons 110 and took wide receiver Zay Flowers. Anything standing out for you?
I think we kind of knew the first two picks, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah, they were kind of just already imprinted.
What Stocks was going to do. We knew you needed some running back. So just whether you were going to go JSN or top wide receiver or go another running back. And, you know, I think I thought you were going to go the other way, but you went and took Devon Achane. Not Achane. Devon. I'm gonna come up with a full name for him.
Yes, I needed a little a-chain in my life. I was back and forth between Zach Charbonnet and obviously Devon A-Chain. And I've got a couple of Charbonnet already. And I figured just spread my load, which is, nice. You know, as you yeah. do. And then.
Got to sell those out somewhere.
Exactly. So I took a stab at A-Chain at 103 because I like the fit. I mean, it's not been since the 90s we've seen a running back of tiny size like A-Chain do anything in the NFL. But then we haven't seen an athlete who could rival Tyreek Hill's track stats in A-Chain. You know, the guy is a monster. And for me, why I went with him is you've got Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill who absolutely abused the NFL last year. Let's not joke about it. And when teams are just going to play cover two with high safeties, and then you've got a really fast running back, you can get into that second level and take apart the open space. Just short passes. I'll take the yards all day long because in this league, running backs who catch the balls are absolutely devastating.
Absolutely steal, yeah.
So I wanted that over the worry of what they're doing in Seattle, but it turns out that Charbonnet could be the one by mid-season if what's his name?
Walker.
Yeah, Walker. Kenneth Walker can't hold on to his role, which, you know, by all accounts, he's why take a running back in the second round if you're not completely convinced, even though Seattle do use running back by committee. But I don't know.
I think that's the one thing that scared me about Charbonnet was with him being at Seattle. Anywhere else, I say, well, anywhere else, in a better situation, I think hands down I would have been fine with that. But then I suppose you would have taken him. I had A-Chain in my sights, but when he went at 3, then obviously he'd gone already. So,
yeah.
And I had already swapped my picks around anyway. So it was just, yeah. I think a better situation, and I probably would have held on to my 107 before the draft, thinking that I might just manage to pick up one of these running backs that were left, but they'd all gone anyway.
I think the shock for me in the first round was when Dan moved back into the first round, which was fine. You know, who knows what's going to happen at 107. And then he took Kendre Miller over Zach Charbonnet. Mm-hmm. That I mean, when you see what Zach Charbonnet... Yeah. Considering, all right, yes, Kamara's got his 4-game ban, but they picked up Jamal Williams, who we saw last year as a banger. They're not just going to give Kendre Miller all the ball. That's not how the Saints do it anyway. And yeah, if you're going to take a running back by committee, do you want somebody who could get, I don't know, 50% of 66% work, or do you want somebody who's going to get 50% work? So, I don't know. That for me, that was an odd one. Sorry, Dan. I know you do listen, and you are 50% of the pods listen, so we appreciate it. But don't listen to this one more than. But yeah, that was one thing that stood out for me.
It's a strange one as well because you only take Walker showed glimpses of brilliance last year, but he also showed some injury. It only takes one injury to knock you straight off that number one perch, doesn't it? So you know, Charbonnet hangs about and Walker takes one little knock and, you know, sideline for a game or two. You could lose your spot quicker than you think.
Mm.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, thoughts on the Richardson going in the first round then as well? If he pans out the way that everybody thinks he might, it might not be a great pick. But then also, if he turns out to be this rushing machine like Lamar was, then Mark's got himself a solid point scoring running back, quarterback, hasn't he?
That is for sure. It's a tough one because we know he's starting. Stocks obviously thinks people are probably too high on him, don't you still think the same Stocks, yeah?
I mean, he didn't exactly light up preseason, did he?
Yeah.
But he's in the right place for a quarterback coach to. The thing is, he's. his combine stats, we talked about this before, made like the hype, the Twitter sphere, NFL fantasy hype train, is just out of control, whether you think you're in it or not.
Yeah.
Everybody is involved in it. And when Anthony Richardson, you know, you listen to a podcast or two with other people and Anthony Richardson starts going there, even if you don't want a quarterback, the allure of that sexy, look at my potential. I mean, this is a one quarterback league. Everybody's got three or four quarterbacks. There's no one on the wire at all. Mm. And for it is a massive, massive risk reward pick at 108 in a one quarterback league. I mean, I got him at the 106 in a super flex league because people weren't paying attention. And I was quite happy to pay that because at that point, if he does pan out, you've stolen five picks.
But, yeah, massively, yeah.
It was always rich for me. But again, I can understand why Mark did it. You know, it is lightning in a bottle if you can contain it.
Yeah. I've
seen him go as high as 103, which is quite interesting, in a non-Superflex league as well.
Wow.
Yeah, that's close.
That's pretty much lottery after the first two running backs go, isn't it? So it all depends what you need, really. But I also thought that was a little bit high.
Yeah. I mean, I thought he might go in the first round. I thought he might sneak ever so slightly into the second round. But we did speak about it potentially being Mark looking at what his team were like and that position at 108 as well. So, it happens. So sometimes we know what we're talking about. Yeah.
Once I traded out the top three, I was always going to go best player. So if by some chance that Richardson was there at 10, I probably would have taken him. And it's the same with Johnson. I was lucky for him to fall on my lap. I thought Susie was going to take him at 5 and I would have taken Addison at 6. And then, but yeah, it just worked out that I got my boy from the Chargers. It was probably slightly down the pecking order. It's probably why Susie picked Addison because he's probably slotting into wide receiver 2. But then, yeah, at 10, I had other two tight ends, which I probably could have used one of them now with today's news. But yeah. back then, I had to take best player.
Stormo, yeah. was there no thought of taking Charbonnet in the mid first with how the running back scoring is in this league, or were you set on wide receiver?
I think in my mind, I thought I was either going to get Addison or Johnson. I considered taking, but then I was like, he's in, you know, his Walker showed glimpses. Walker showed the reason why he's the number one back. And it's the same thing with Pitts. The Seattle backfield just frightens me more than the running backs themselves. So I thought I'll take, you know, wide receiver 2, wide receiver 3 and run with that rather than the Seattle backfield. Had he gone to probably a different team where I know he had probably less competition or less chance of a committee, I probably would have taken him then. But I don't think Seattle anything that scared me off him at 106.
Fair.
What are your thoughts? Because I know Rich Coolin, he always bangs on about draft capital over draft team. And me and Storm always have this chat every season when everybody kind of then starts talking about this draft capital wins outright all the time. Which, to be fair, Zach Charbonnet could, but then I just... It just, for me, the team does make a big difference in how I feel how they're going to go.
Yeah, I mean... sorry, Storm, go on.
I was going to say, I've had a chat with Rich about it where he went, obviously, talent is talent over landing spot. And I was like, no, I don't think it is. I think landing spot plays a massive part because depending on your quarterback, if you're a wide receiver, it's going to play a massive outcome on your stats. And one of the biggest ones was obviously the year after Jackson won MVP. I think they got Bateman. And I was like, I'm not going anywhere near any of those wide receivers. They had Marquise Brown or he had just left. And then if you look at their stats, they just don't get any ball, man. And I was like, you can be as talented as you want, but if your quarterback don't pass to you, it means nothing.
It's not all quarterback. Obviously, I hear you, Stormo, but if your system, you know, Greg Roman and the Ravens, it wasn't just Lamar, Greg Roman.
Oh, yeah, totally. I totally agree. It's not just, but
it is team. But then you compare the two running backs, let's say A-Chain or Achane, and the bottle of Charbonnet. I think those two guys, one goes to the Dolphins with Mike McDaniel, who has built his track team. Let's be honest. He's built his team on speed. So you draft the fastest player in the draft at a position you need, because the two guys there are either old or broken. And hence one is currently old and the other one is now broken. And they traded away, Gaskin as well. So they needed a running back. They needed a fast running back. They drafted a fast running back. And Seattle used two running backs. They only had one. As Storm said, the dude couldn't handle the workload, so they drafted another running back high. So I think they've both got draft capital. They've both gone to a team that uses running backs how they want to use them, in a sense that they've drafted the running backs they want to use, with McDaniel drafting the fast running back, and then the Hawks drafting a three-down back in Charbonnet. And it's a really difficult comparison, Pitsy, to answer your question, because I do like draft capital, but then I think landing spot is also important. And then these two, it's difficult to differentiate between the two because they're almost perfect for each situation. Had it been the other way around, then you would have been, well, A-Chain's definitely a complementary back to Walker, and Charbonnet's going to be a rotation-y piece with Mostert and the guy who's on IR now.
Wilson.
So, but I think they've landed in, for them, almost the perfect spots. So it's hard to answer that, really.
Fair. No, I like the answer. It's good.
Because most of it's no slouch himself. He's pretty rapid as well, isn't he?
Yeah, no, he is, absolutely.
Just hold. Just hold. Right, Stocks. Would you care to take us through round two?
Sure. So the first tight ends went off the board at the start of the round two, with Mark taking Dalton Kincaid at 201, and then Rob found his way into the 202 spot after a trade, and then he took Michael Meyer, so replacing Kyle Pitts, I believe, with that, right? Took Pitts, traded him away, and then Michael Meyer, the new Las Vegas tight end. Thacker had the 203 and drafted Jonathan Mingo. Rob then, back with his second round pick, the 204, took the second quarterback in CJ Stroud, which, you know, it'd take your choice at that point between him and Bryce Young. Dan then had two picks back to back, 205 and 206. He took Rashee Rice at 205 and then Tank Bigsby at 206, which I think is a great pick. Pitsy then decided to make an appearance in the draft with his first pick at 207 and took Tarjay Spears. I was then at 208 and took the third tight end, my tight end one, in Sam LaPorta. Susie jumped into the final with picks of the round. With the 209, she took Bryce Young, and then with my pick at the 210, well, it wasn't mine, I getting traded it to her, she traded Roshan Johnson with the 210, so a couple of nice picks there for Susie as well, late in the second. Any thoughts, gentlemen, on the second round?
Interesting that you say that you take the first tight end, but technically the third off the board. All right. What are your thoughts on that then? So where's Sam LaPorta? Whereabouts is he playing? I can't remember where he got drafted.
The Lions.
He's drafted the Lions.
I suppose after losing Hockenson, they didn't have anything,
did
they?
He's taken Hock's spot.
Yeah, they use Hockenson pretty well. And Jameson Williams out for the first four games, I think. Obviously, tight ends take a long time.
Six games, I think. Is it half the season? It's either six games or half the season, I think, isn't it? Because it's his betting scandal.
I think it's six games.
Okay, I thought it was four, but anyway, don't worry. Iowa pump out tight ends, and Sam LaPorta came from Iowa, so just his season last year was fantastic. But Michael Mayer was the most complete tight end in the draft. Went to Las Vegas. We've seen what they've done with Darren Waller. Yep, and Dalton Kincaid at the Bills. Dawson Knox. See you later. Dalton Kincaid is a pass catching tight end, so it would not surprise me at all to see him just running out of the slot, causing absolute carnage, like we see Kelce doing all the time. It's just whether or not they utilize him to what he can do.
Yeah, out of those, Kincaid's the only one that I know Knox is still hanging about. He's the only one that's got real competition, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody else should be walking in, shouldn't they?
Yeah, we know what Jimmy was like at the Niners with Kittle. Loved the tight end, so it'd be interesting to see old Mike. But I think of the three, I think Laporta is also, if I was going to take one, I'd probably take, and I have in a couple of leagues taken Laporta. I think he's probably the most primed and ready to go, I think.
I think for me as well at 208, I looked at my roster and thought, I've actually only really got one tight end in Mark Andrews, and I don't know, I had Logan Thomas, or I just dropped him, or I still have him. I can tell you actually. I needed a tight end, and I thought for my tight end one at this point, it's just a luxury pick, really. Not that I could make luxury picks with my with my team, but
I think with it being a 3-round draft as well, you kind of just got to go and grab the people that you want as well, don't you?
Yeah. I actually have Logan Thomas anymore on my roster, so I can move him to IR. Excellent.
Yeah, get him in there.
Sorry, that was Jelani Woods. I didn't know he was on IR. Why is he on IR?
He's hurt himself.
He's done his hammy. What a prick.
It's freed up a roster spot for you there.
Yep, just bear with me. Go, you carry on talking. I need a tight end.
I really liked, after Dan made that pick in the first round for Kendry Miller, he came back at 205 and stole Tank Bigsby from me.
Right under
my nose, bastard. So yeah, fair play to, because that is a great pickup at 206 for Tank, especially how his preseason's looked as well. Although we all remember Amir Abdullah from preseason, and then he just disappeared. So
disappeared every bloody year, isn't it?
Yeah.
And well, Tajay Spears, I think. Oh, sorry, go for it.
No, I was just going to say, once you get out of the first round, they can't really be any shocking picks, can there? Really, it is like you say, Pissy. Just go and get the people you want, because at this point, second round players, there's only a couple that probably will do anything massive. And if you've got your guys, go and get them, like you said. And yeah, Tajay Spears, fairly decent running back. I don't think he's a workhorse, but if anything happens to Derrick Henry, he's locked and loaded. Yeah.
He's gonna learn quickly to be a workhorse then, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think, he can catch, Henry, yeah, he can catch, but then hopefully Spears can also do that job too.
Yeah, he can.
So I think that's probably why they took him.
Yes.
Two quarterbacks in that round, Bryce Young at 209 and CJ Stroud at 204. And like you said, I think when you were talking it through, I think again, that's the dart throw. Obviously, you can decide on which one you prefer.
Both starters, though, yeah?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, both are starting, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Sweet. Stormer finishes off with round three.
Sweet. So finally on to round three. Mark with 301 takes wide receiver Josh Downs. The reigning champ decided the only one wanted third round picks. Simon made his first pick of the draft with 302, taking wide receiver Jaden Reed. Rob with 303 took Chase Brown of the Bengals. Mark had another pick. Man, Mark had a lot of picks, man.
They did.
With 304 took Marvin Mims, the wide receiver. Susie had 305 and took running back Zach Evans. Pitsy then had his final two picks in a row, taking Israel Abikanda, Wakanda, whatever. And then with 306, he then drafted wide receiver Tank Dell at 07. And then I obviously needed a tie-in, which because Stocks took the one I wanted in the second round with Luke Musgrave at the Packers, followed by Dan taking Kayshawn Boutte. Even better. Boutte. In the 309. And then to finish with the draft with Mr. Irrelevant, Simon took running back Eric Gray. Nice.
That's what you think about Boutte, right?
I actually love Keyshawn Boutte. It was just bad timing.
Keyshawn my Boutte.
309 for Boutte. I love.
And it's got a cool name.
No, just like it pains me that this dude has gone at 309 in rookie drafts, has been undrafted in rookie drafts. If you go back and look at his two seasons ago, he's everything Jamar Chase was when he was good, and then just stopped playing football when LSU turned crap. And it's he should have transferred and gone to play at Bama or Georgia, because they'd have taken him, and he would have just lit up college football. But something, when LSU and the whole Ed Orgeron thing went off, something happened to Keyshawn Amabute, and it destroyed him as a football player. And I really hope him at the Patriots, he's at the Patriots, right?
Yeah.
I hope Bill Belichick and that staff can find the carcass of a man that was in there and turn him into a wide receiver. Because if so, oh my goodness.
Well, I've already seen it. Like, I watched a couple of the preseason games, and he can play. Like, some of the shots downfield, he can take on the long balls. But also, when he gets the ball just behind the line, he can move.
Mm-hmm.
And he put on some great little shimmies to get around some of the defenders, and he can take it 50 yards, no problem.
Keyshawn Boutte.
So, yeah, that I'm a bit disappointed that I also missed out on that instead of taking Tank Dell. But hey, hell.
Yeah, I mean, he only played 10 games as a freshman, 45 receptions, 735 yards and 5 touchdowns in just 10 games. Which is ridiculous. I mean, his following year, he only played 6 games, had 38 receptions, 9 touchdowns.
So after taking a rubbish draft pick in the first round, Dan followed it up with round 2 and 3 by not being too bad at all, really.
Yeah, fair play. I really like Eric. I like Zach Evans. Susie's 305 Zach Evans as well, because if Cam Akers isn't the dude, Zach Evans is decent.
Straight in there, yeah.
Yes,
I seem to take all the running backs. Thing,
though, one at a time, boys.
Sorry, yeah, go for it, Storm.
As I say, it's God knows what's going on at the LA team. Yeah, we're not sure what's happening. So even if Akers goes, McVay's in a big pile of mess.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if they pull their finger out, then hopefully the running backs will actually see some ball. But I think if they're chasing their tail all the time, it could just be Stafford chucking the ball.
Simon took Eric Gray. Where's he playing?
New York.
Okay.
But I think, doesn't he? He owns Barkley, doesn't he?
Barkley as well, yes. Yeah. So he's got himself a nice handcuff.
Yeah, and Barkley was almost holding out at that point. So
true.
I think it's, yeah, a handcuff move.
And we know he's injury prone as well, so.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I've got about 1,000 Jets running backs on my team now. Especially for taking Israel.
Israel, what kind of forever?
I don't know how you say his name. How's it? Abanikanda?
Oh my. Jesus Christ.
What kind of forever?
Have we learned nothing?
Murdered every person.
Abanikanda.
Abanikanda.
Yeah. Is he Abanikanda?
Name's.
Jeez.
He's called Izzy, yeah. Izzy.
I like him. Izzy, if you're listening, sorry, mate, we're practicing.
I apologize, yeah. At least it's not a chane.
A chane. Yeah, it's cool too.
Right. Has anyone got a potential favourite pick that is not their own on that draft?
I like all mine. I think Charbonnet at the 109 could be filthy cheap. So well done, Thacker, considering this league. And then I think the reigning champ drafting Jaden Reed at the 302. If you tell me you got the wide receiver one at Green Bay, if Jaden Reed can be the wide receiver at Green Bay in the third round, I'm not saying he's going to be Devontae Adams, but That's absolute honking value.
Filth, yeah.
But I didn't really like Jaden Reed when he was a Spartan. I don't think he's got what it takes to be an alpha in the NFL. And I don't know. Sorry, Simon, going from first to worst there. But he's got, I think, the potential pick, isn't it? That's the thing.
Yeah. And I think to get him in the third round as well.
Because they're all youngsters at Green Bay, they're still waiting for that next Adams, aren't they? They only need, obviously, we need a bit of chemistry with Love, but whether it's Dubes or Watson or Reed, anyone can, become the new Adams. They just need that chemistry. And they're all youngsters, so we just need to wait and see. But you're right, to get him at 302 and he does step up and become that player, then that's filth.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Tank Bigsby at 209. First of all, his name is fantastic. At 206, sorry. But I can see him having a lot more work at the Jags. It is the Jags he's at, isn't it?
Yeah. Pop quiz, Pitsy. Where did he play football college?
I hate this kid. no idea.
Stormo?
Tank. I don't know.
Auburn. Let's do it with all of them.
Auburn.
Yeah, Auburn. What about Bijan? You got to know where Bijan played.
He was at the Texans, wasn't he?
The Texans. He played in the NFL, did he, Pitsy?
Not the Texans. The orange guys.
Do you mean the Texas Longhorns?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, brilliant. Well done.
The Longhorns.
Okay.
So I told you the Texans.
All right. What about Jamal Gibbs? Come on.
I don't actually know. I've seen him in his uniform. I can't remember.
He played in red.
Yes.
Alabama.
Well done.
Oh, see, I was going to go with that as well.
let's not do this anymore. It's probably bad audio.
One more.
Okay, we'll do an easy one. What about Anthony Richardson?
He was a Gator.
He was a Gator.
Gator.
He was a Gator. Okay, what about Sam LaPorta? Where did he play?
We just said they pump out tight ends. Hold on, I know this one.
Fuck you.
Hold on. It will come to me.
he played in white.
No, he didn't.
No, I didn't.
What is this? God, what is it?
Does it begin with an L?
It does not. It is with an I.
Yeah, I thought it was an I. Iowa,
there we go.
Yes!
There we go.
Points for Pitsy.
Hands on the buzzers.
Okay, enough of that then. Yeah. Right, just to bookend the draft with trades then. To finish off the pod, we can just have a quick run through extra trades that have happened since the draft. These trades have pretty much all involved Rob. Was there a trade recently? Because I might have missed that one. Anyway, the first trade was with Stocks, and they traded random picks. Rob gets a 24 second and a 25 second from Stocks. Stocks, you then get the 25 first and a 25 third. Thoughts on that one, please?
Well, on trading for a first?
Yeah. I see why you're going with it.
Yeah, well, if you're going to offer me a first at any point ever, and I think there's a value in it, then
I'll take it.
Thank you very much.
You think Rob was just getting ready for trades or something?
I think so.
I'm just trying to look.
It's the 25 first, which kind of confused me. But then, yeah, when, like you say, the way you put it, first of first, isn't it?
First to first, bro.
Yeah. There's.
I did put odd for this time of year to be trading crazy picks like that, unless you know something we don't.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a guy, right? If you look up wide receivers in college football, I shouldn't be telling everybody this.
It's all right, we're 2 years away.
So the wide receiver next year is obviously Marvin Harrison.
Yep.
Junior. Everybody knows that. But the year after, there's a fellow who currently plays for the Gamecocks, so that's South Carolina. He is 6'5", 241 pounds. He's a wide receiver, and he's about as fast as anybody in college. Just go look up tape. His name's Nick Harbour, I think. If memory serves, go look up tape of Nick Harbour playing football, because it's frankly ridiculous. And if I've got an extra first, I might be able to package a deal to go and, you know, if my team, if somehow my team sucks again this year and I manage to get Marvin Harrison, then, ooh, baby. But
yeah, Nick Harbour.
You're already tapped at wide receivers.
He runs the 110.28.
He's massive. Yeah.
and he's fast. That's fast. 10.28 is fast.
When you consider he weighs 200 and something stupid, what is it? 241. Yeah. So, yeah, there you go. That's why I got another first pick.
He'll be
born. Right, the second trade for Rob was with Mark this time. Again, random picks, but this time player was involved. Rob gets Harris, the running back of the Bills. Thacker's 24 second and Mark's 24 second. And Mark gets a 24 first and Stocks' 25 second. Didn't last long in Rob's hands. Binned it off straight away. Again, that's a first. Who was it? Rob seems to be loving these second round picks.
I think it was just getting a bit randy, as I was saying. Randy for trades.
Yeah, fair. Rob's third trade was with Dan this time. Rob gets Mike Evans. Dan gets Cincy's new boy, Chase Brown, and Stocks his 24 second.
I love that.
Yeah, so Chase Brown was the one. I think he was my favourite pick of the draft.
And now Rob's just got rid of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Mixon.
Got him quite low. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Mixon ain't going to be around forever. He's taking a pay cut. You know, he's a running back. You know, no one lost. So I think Chase Brown could be a deep sleeper.
Yeah. Was there any other? I can't remember if there's been any more trades since then. There might have been.
Thacker offered me a trade as soon as he found out Kelsey was injured.
What did he offer you?
He didn't even let the dust settle, man.
No, he didn't.
He offered me Everett, and I give him a second round pick.
All right, fair.
And I was like, Thacker, let me at least find out what's wrong with him, mate. I'm just going to throw my picks around because you've read something about him injuring himself.
Rob offered me an absolutely filthy trade, but I can't work out how to see it on on my computer. So, sorry. It was just...
Yeah, good story,
Grandad. I'll tell you what, he did offer me... Trevor Lawrence for two firsts and Aaron Rodgers. And I was like, absolutely not. You, sir, are mad.
Crikey.
Pop quiz, gentlemen. Who's predicted to score more week one, Josh Jacobs or Bijan Robinson?
Bijan for men?
I'm going to go with Josh Jacobs still, because I think Sleeper, I don't think they've got him... going yet.
Well, there's 6.6 points in it. It's Bijan, 34-33.
Mm-hmm.
Do we think people have sorted their teams out?
Susie hasn't had an earlier. There are a few gaps in a couple of people's teams when I was looking for my stats for the preview pod.
Because I am got the third highest score going into week one. People, watch out. I'm going to start 5-1.
5-1.
I know, I saw that. We'll talk about it a bit later, but I was like, huh? How come the percentage is so much in Stocks' favour? Are people ready? Do people know what's going on? But yeah, your team looks good.
Watch out. I just need a quarterback.
You've just been offered one.
Yeah, just been good, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not giving up two firsts for a quarterback in a one quarterback league. I am okay, thank you.
Very, very true. Yeah. I mean, the quarterbacks do play a part in the crazy scoring. Not quite two first, though.
If I didn't like Kirk Cousins so much, I'd talk to you, but I can't, unfortunately. I like him too much.
I think he predicted 42 anyway. I wouldn't.
I know you came knocking at my door for my Bears running back. I had to say no to that one, Fred. Actually, it wasn't the Bears one. You wanted Jackson there, didn't you?
Yeah, when no one knew what was going on, that would have, if I'd have landed that, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
I heard Kyler Murray floating about.
Kyler Murray will be on a new team next year.
Who knows?
Do you think that's another Lamar Jackson situation where he's not really injured? He's just not going to play this season?
No, it's because he's tiny. Of course he's injured.
I've read something about, like, if he doesn't pass his fitness test, the Cardinals have to pay him, like, 92 mil.
Eh?
What?
Yeah, he doesn't get fit...
Yeah, so basically, no, he's got a fitness test that to test his fit, something about... I'll see if I can find the quote about... And then if he doesn't pass it because he's injured... The Cardinals have to pay him something like 92 mil.
I want to be on that contract.
I want to be injured.
No way there's no way I pass any fitness test. I want to get 92 million.
That's stupid.
Because I know, obviously, he had that.
Kyler Murray set to receive a whopping 92 million from the Cardinals in injury guarantees. Hold on, ask me, of course, if he doesn't pass a physical over the next few months.
Crikey.
How? What?
Yeah. I've read it somewhere. So for me, I'd be fucking doing a whole lot of nothing. I'd be playing my Call of Duty, me, on the sofa. Making sure I don't pass that test.
Punching your leg to try and give yourself a dead thigh.
Just running into random shit.
Yeah.
Asking your mom to kick you up the arse. Just to pull a hammy or something.
That is nuts. Absolutely nuts.
I've just seen that Simon picked up a running back called Chris Brooks. He's just one of my best friends, but probably not the same fella.
It might be.
I know this guy's black.
The running back or your best friend?
The running back. Yeah. Easy to distinguish.
Is he the Miami one? Because they've got no healthy backs at the minute.
Yeah. Don't you worry. Achane will be fit.
Yes. Now that he's got a new name, he'll be fighting fit.
Let's hope so.
Right. Thanks, boys. A beautiful podcast to get ourselves ready for the season. The next pod will be, I know Storm's just highlighted it, a preview pod for the new season, which is slightly exciting yet daunting that it's just appeared out of nowhere this season.
You've got to set your lineup soon, dude. You've only got two more sleeps.
Two more sleeps. It's like Christmas, guys. Here.
Just with shit presents.
Yeah. Your present is an injured running back. Thank you very much. Although it does mean that summer has finished and we are now into autumn and winter.
Oh, my Grinchness. Just pack it in, would you?
Piss off.
Right. Well, actually, after today, no way is this summer finished. It's absolutely scorchio.
Yeah, it's hot as balls, mate.
Hot as balls. Right. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much for coming on. And, we'll catch you on the flip side for the new season.
Thanks for having me.
Sure will. Okay.
Whoop, whoop. Are we going for it, Storm?
Oh, yeah, shit, that's my line, isn't it? Sorry. I was like, what the fuck are we all saying in silence for, man? We're not saying goodbye. Sorry, it's been
on. You kick it off. I'm going to keep that in.
Until next time.
Until next time.
Blank ballers.